Hi, I'm Hal C., sexaholic from Virginia. Sober since August 4th, 2018. I didn't maintain sobriety until I started sponsoring. After 10 years of coming to SA meetings and SA with 8 SA sponsors, I finally got my first sponsee on day 6 of sobriety. And that started a new growth process in my life, and that process continues today. Sponsorship lifts me out of self-pity, which is just as much of a drug for me as lust is. I've come to love sponsoring because I get to create the fellowship that I crave as I take men through the work quickly. And so I've worked with over 200 men in the more than 3 years of sobriety. More than 80% of them have worked through the steps with me at least once. That's the intensive work that the big book talks about, that insurance against a possible slip. I love getting insurance. I love it. Some men that I sponsor or have sponsored are from the following countries: Bahrain, Bangladesh, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, Costa Rica, Czech Republic, Egypt, France, Germany, Iran, Iraq, Ireland, Israel, Malaysia, New Zealand, Oman, Pakistan, Portugal, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, South Africa, Sudan, Ukraine, United Kingdom, United States, and Zimbabwe. Yeah, it's amazing. I love to see it. SA is growing. We're growing as a fellowship, being responsible to extend the hand of SA when someone needs it. Challenges and benefits, really, it's like two sides of a coin, two sides of the same coin. Like, it takes a lot of time, but I need to balance that time. So if I'm spending all of my time with sponsees, how am I going to get work done? I work three jobs. I have service work stuff and things that I do in SA as well. I have a life outside of talking to sponsees. So that's one of the things. Just I try to balance that. And by working with many sponsees quickly, I get to interact and learn discernment quickly. I get to develop a sixth sense that God is doing it. It is just amazing. It's just amazing. Sometimes sponsees will balk at the whole God issue. They'll say, "Yeah, I believe in a higher power." Because I'll ask that question before I get into the work. If I don't know the answer, then I will definitely ask it so that I can see where we might focus or showcase or highlight while we're working the steps. I had a sponsee who said, "Yeah, I believe in a higher power." And that was pretty much it. But he seemed kind of standoffish about it. So I talked to my sponsor and my grand sponsor about it. I thought, okay, using the literature, we agnostics from the big book, the guy seemed to have a, he could make a beginning. So we went through the steps. And we got to step 11 with meditation. For him, meditation was watching sports, a certain sports show. So we worked the steps. Eventually, I learned, after about 3 or 4 weeks, meditation was watching nature, nature shows on TV. Then after a month or so, a little more than a month, I went to a meeting with him because he and I attend different meetings. And this guy was praying. After the meeting, I asked what changed. He said, "Hey, I'm just a member of the program, and this is what we do." And I was so, I was like proud, you know? Not in a negative way, but it was wonderful. It was pretty cool. I planted a seed, you know. The outcome isn't up to me. Sometimes a potential sponsee, you know, will be on the fence. They'll say, "I need help. I need a sponsor." But then I come to find out it, you know, like he won't call, he won't respond to texts. So, you know, the book says, the big book, which is the program of recovery, says if he does not want to stop drinking, don't waste time trying to persuade him. You may spoil a later opportunity. And that could be a later opportunity for someone else. So I try to remember that. I try to seek the solution as a man who's drowning. And that's the same way, same thing I try and do as I reach out to others and try to bring them into the work. I sponsor men by phone, by text, using video platforms. I have some sponsees, though, who sponsor exclusively via text. People who are in other countries where English isn't their first language, and it's working for them. I do the inmates. I sponsor some inmates, guys who are incarcerated, friends incarcerated. And that's a wonderful experience on its own. I've even taken a few fifth steps while driving in the car, and that's been wonderful. I've heard AA, the late Chuck C, talk about that, and I read it in one of his stories written about him. That was a practice that began. Seems like it was a West Coast thing, but when I say West Coast, I mean California. And I've had wonderful experiences. There's just so much more that I could say. I'm grateful. Grateful to be able to sponsor. And I'm healthy. I am a chronic slipper sexaholic, sober one day at a time, since August the 4th, 2018. And I thank you for letting me share.